Thank you for tuning in to the March 11th, 2024 episode of The Perceptive Photographer. This is episode 470. I am your host, Daniel Gregory. Again, The Perceptive Photographer is released every Monday. So if you are not a subscriber, hit that subscribe button and you will always be reminded of the latest and greatest podcast when it's released. And if you are a subscriber, thank you so much for subscribing to the podcast. A couple of quick reminders. Don't forget, check out my website, danieljgregory.com. There's a couple of great online workshops coming up. A lot of people ask how they can take a class with me. Well, I've got a couple of good ones coming up. One's on an introduction to critique, how to critique your work, in which case we will also be giving you a critique of your work. And a developing an effective workflow in Lightroom, which is something I get asked all the time. Not so much exactly how to use all the tools of Lightroom, but really how do you methodically get through everything in Lightroom so that you know how to be successful. We're going to look a little bit at importing an organization, but most of that's going to be focused on the developing of images. So check out both those workshops. They're up on my website. This week, I wanted to talk about the importance of a personal connection to your work and understanding how important that personal connection is versus the external, larger audience connection. And it's really sort of counterintuitive a little bit because so many of us worry about how our photography is going to be perceived by others. We want our photographs to be liked. We want them to be well done. We want them to be accepted by others. And when we start to think about really meaningful work, when we start to think about work that we connect with on a significant level, we first have to connect with that work on a very personal level. And we have to understand sort of what motivates us to photograph the things we photograph. It may be out of beauty. It may be out of love. It may be out of a deeper understanding of something that we're confused about. It may be something that catches our eye. There's a lot of reasons why we actually photograph. But we start to understand sort of what matters to us, what sort of resonates with us. That determines sort of what photographs we would select for an editing or culling process. And in that process, we start to see a little bit more about the photographer's sort of intention, their voice, what significantly matters to them in the world. Because those are the photographs that have made sort of the quality cut bar. They've made the statement of, I've gone out and photographed 1,000 things, but of those 1,000 things, this particular moment, this particular gesture, this particular quality of light is significant for me in the telling of the story that I want to do. And where I find this sort of interesting is when I ask people in my classes, when I ask myself to do this, because I suffer from this both inside my head and in the written form, but when I start to think about my work, and I start to describe my work, one of the first places I often end up is talking about what I hope the viewer will get out of it, what I hope the viewer will see about it, what I hope the work will ultimately do. Maybe it's some awareness or brought attention to something or reflect a certain idea or concept. And I get sort of tripped up in this idea that the work's value is in whether or not the audience properly perceives it. If the audience gets something out of the work, then I've been successful. This goes back to, you know, every photograph has 1,000 words or 10,000 words. And so as long as somebody can say something about it, then I was successful. Now, that's obtuse and asinine in a lot of ways. But in some ways, we start to lean on that subconsciously or consciously, that work can stand on its own. It can be whatever it is. But ultimately, what we're trying to do is find work that resonates with us, find a reason for us to pick up that camera. And this is one of the things about creating more meaningful work that is not talked about a lot, is that when we're creating more meaningful work, we're more apt to pick up the camera. Now, there's times we don't pick up the camera because we have a lot going on in our lives. But if we're photographing things that really connect with us, really resonate with us, they don't have to resonate with anybody else. Just us, that has us pick up the camera and go photograph those random things. So there's something really innately important about how we connect to the things we photograph. Now, one of the ways that I've seen this, like I said, is in my writing. I've seen it in my head, just listening to my own internal dialogue, but I see this a lot in my classes. If you take one of my meaningful image workshops, or you sign up for the critique class, or you work with some of this photography long enough where you're having other people talk about their work, one of the things you'll start to realize is when they write about their work initially, they oftentimes put an external locus of control onto it. They'll talk about, again, the audience. They'll talk about us as a society. They'll talk about what we do is in the royal we. And so we get sort of tripped up in what is the bigger meaning of my work? What is the larger meaning of my work? And I think that probably comes out of a couple of areas. My first thought was, you know what, it came out of a little bit of fear, because if we have to write down what our work is about, and then somebody now has a second point of judgment, they get to decide whether or not the work has value and whether or not I had value in a different way. So there's a little bit of fear there about saying what the work might actually be about because it's an extra layer of potential judgment. I think there's a point of acceptance in there. I think there's a point of hoping that we get accepted for our ideas and the things that matter to us, and that somebody can accept that that thing matters to me, so I photographed it, and it mattered in a deeply meaningful way. And that's why I put the time and energy to not only photograph it, but to cull it, edit it, process it, sequence it, frame it, mat it, whatever I did. I did all that work. So I'm hoping that the value of that, the intrinsic value of what matters to me, is reflected in that work. I also think there's probably a little bit of ego that's tied up into these concepts, that what I think is important and therefore other people should think it's important. So I've got a little ego wrapped up into there. But one of the things is, if we switch that and we start to have people write about what their work means to them, not a third party relationship, not the royal we, not society, not what the unwashed masses out there should learn by looking at my photographs, but what my photograph means to me. Why do I create the photograph that I create? What is it about my relationship to land or to a person or to a flower or to a dog? What is it about that that matters? What is the strength of that connection that in all the things in the world that I could photograph, the trillions upon trillions of things I could point my camera at and frame in a certain way, expose in a certain way, develop in a certain way, why did that one, that particular concept, that particular idea, that particular photograph, why did that resonate? When we shift that back to what my experience was, and I'm authentic in that experience, and I tell you about why that mattered to me and why I got to that point where I wanted to take that photograph. Maybe it's related to something out of my childhood. Maybe it's an experience I had with a mentor. Maybe it's I'm enamored right now with a certain idea or a certain quality of light. I'm loving soft diffused light, and that really is my jam right now, and I love the way it makes the world sort of feel enveloped and engulfed. Whatever it is, I am starting to realize that that's my initial sort of reaction to that. And if we look inward and then reflect that back out, and we're willing to communicate that out, that what matters to me about this work is this. What I see and connect with is this. Whatever that is becomes the strength of the work. Because I think a couple of things can happen. One, it gives me an insight as the viewer of your work to understanding where you're at. It gives me a sense of what is it about the way you create work that matters to you. And because it's personal, we remove the I'm supposed to feel a certain way, I'm supposed to think a certain way, I'm supposed to behave a certain way. But I get an insight into you. And you've now provided a little bit of additional self-exposure. So I mentioned that fear early on about changing how we describe our work, partly is out of fear of acceptance. We change that a little bit. We use that to our strength. So I give you a little more information about who I am and why I make these photographs. What I'm attempting to do in that moment is create a space for you to have your own reaction, for you to have your own response. And part of what I'm trying to do is show you through language how to get to that point. I'm trying to take what is a, this is a photograph. This is why I take those photographs. This is why I respond to those photographs. This is why I am showing these photographs. This is why I framed them. This is why I put them on the wall. I do all of that in hopes that I'm providing a foundation for you to then say how you react to the photographs, so that you can then say, when I look at this photograph, this is what I see. When I look at this photograph, this is how I respond to it. This is how I feel. We move from this sort of blah, nebulous, no one's accountable because no one's taking responsibility for the ideas in the work. They're just out there as everybody sort of does this. And we're driving a very personal, very intimate experience back into the work. That connection, that relationship to the willingness to be personal, drive what is important to you into the work, and setting that stage for somebody to then feel comfortable to have their own response. Because just like when you started writing that project statement, started thinking about your work, and you were talking about the them versus the you, the person looking at your work has to go through that same process. The space created has to be safe enough for them to give you a response, and they have to be helped to get to that response. And part of that is through the emulation of how you write about your work, how you speak about your work, and how you talk about your work. And that's why when I work with people on their statements, things about how they feel, the emotions they have, those are the real connections to people. Thoughts can be placed in there, removed, extracted, but how you feel about something is very personal to you, whatever that feeling experience is. And so that's why driving that experience of what matters to you at your core and how that relates to these photographs becomes so important, because again, everything we do is about helping the audience better understand who I am as a photographer, how that work connects to me, how hopefully that work connects to them. And through that shared experience, the work gets to be what it wants to be, which is a broader awareness, a broader acceptance. So that goal, the end goal of, I want a lot of people to look at the work and connect with it and have it matter to a lot of people. That starts with a very small one-to-one conversation between the viewer and that photograph. And if that conversation happens enough, we get what ultimately we started with, which was, I want a lot of people to look and respond to the work. But again, this is one-to-one relationship, always a one-to-one relationship at the start of that, because the experience of the photograph, when we experience and see that photograph, even if I'm standing with 30 people, that initial reaction to that photograph is mine and mine alone. And how do I contextualize that? How do I work with that? How do I see that? The more information we can give those viewers to help them understand the work, the better off we all are in getting a better relationship to more meaningful work that I get to create, I get to share, and then they get to share meaningful feedback with me. So think about, as you experience your work, as you talk about your work, really dive deep into the notion of what it matters to you. Not because of ego, not because of delusions of grandeur, but starting off with, this work matters to me, or I am trying to say this, or I feel this, or I have this emotion. Own those experiences, because those are universal to all of us. When that starts to translate into how you talk about your work, it will change how you photograph, yes, and it'll change how people respond to your work as well. I hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Thank you so much for joining me again. This is Daniel Gregory. You are listening to The Perceptive Photographer, released every Monday on all the major podcasting platforms. If you're not a subscriber, hit that subscribe button. And if you haven't given a review to the podcast, I really would appreciate that. That helps other people find the podcast. So if you find it useful and you think others might find it useful, please don't be shy and share the love, so to speak. All right. Again, have a wonderful week. I will see you in the next podcast, where we'll be moving on to episode 471.